welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, the science behind brewing beer, and later, the 10th anniversary celebration for Brookings Liquor Store. While definitely an art, brewing also requires at least some knowledge of the science behind fermentation.
Brewing is halfway an art and halfway science. It really is somewhere in between. You can't express yourself as a brewer or a home brewer without understanding the science behind it. You know, all the way through the process, it's applied microbiology. There's everything from fermentation to the enzymes of the malt to really, really sciencey, nerdy stuff that dictates how a beer looks, how it tastes, how it feels, how it smells. And there's little points throughout the process that the science can be tweaked to make sure of that.
That's Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. He says the science starts with the grain. It needs to be malted to make it easier to extract sugars.
If you were to take field barley and try to chew on it, you'd break your teeth, and that's because there's hard starches in it. They're all bound up. What the malting process does is, through science, it breaks down those starches into sugars. And if you were to take a malt and chew on it, it would taste sweet. And it would not break your teeth. You'd be able to crunch through it. That's the oldest science there is. That's done naturally. That's a natural process of the grain growing. The maltster happens to manage the growth of the grain and turn it off at the right times. Water, oxygen, time, and heat is what makes malting.
The raw grain is germinated, then dried, and sometimes roasted.
You can take one bit of grain and turn it into many different types of malt, right, just by based on temperature and time and oxygen levels. And, you know, there is a lot of science to it, a lot of monitoring to it. Shakopee has one of the biggest maltsters in maybe even the world, at least one of the biggest in the U.S., and they're adding on again. I actually just talked to them the other day. Rar Malting out there is adding another malting facility.
The brewer then takes that malted grain and can do lots of different things with it. At its heart, you turn that grain into sugar water.
The process of doing that at a certain temperature and over a certain time can really dictate everything from mouthfeel to the amount of fermentables in them. You can change the strength of your beer just by how warm of water you hold it in for how long. That's one of the many ways. Once you boil it, then of course we enter the science of the hops. Boiling itself is a critical part to brewing because it sterilizes the beer, because we only want the microbes that we put in it to grow. It helps boil off some of the flavor compounds that are existing in the malt. It helps to concentrate it. It helps actually add some caramelization, some other flavors, and as importantly, it helps with the hops.
The hops considered the spice of beer. The flavors derived from hops vary widely depending on when you add them and how much and what varieties you use.
They started out as a spice, but also, unbeknownst to the original brewers, the microbiology of the hops helped act as a preservative. So the science was that they would found this plant, and the more hops they used to put in a beer, the longer it would stay.
More Beer Untapped coming right up. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk the science of beer. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says yeast is the key to making beer. It produces the alcohol and actually many of the flavors.
Yeast lives in a very specific environment in terms of pH levels, in terms of what sugars are available for them to eat. They can eat certain kinds of sugars. They can't eat certain kinds of sugars.
And different yeasts like different stuff, right?
And different yeasts like different stuff. And different yeasts have different tolerances for pH levels and for alcohol levels. And there's all kinds of stuff. Yeast actually brings single-handedly brings the most flavor compounds to a brew. And I know people are like, oh, we always want to talk about the hops. But the reality is the yeast, if you look at a flavor wheel and you look at the components of yeast, they're more, including on flavors and off flavors.
Yeast can produce flavors you want and some you don't want, depending on the beer. The very same yeast can produce very different beers depending on how it's treated.
The Wild Hare is our lightest beer in terms of color character, but the one on tap right now is 5.9% ABV. So what we've done is we've been deliberate about the types of sugars that we put in that beer. We've put enough of them through the malting process and through the brew house so that the yeast can consume those almost completely to make a dry beer and to increase the ABV. Now, if you look at it on the other side, our 353 is a 3.2% alcohol by volume. And it's by design. It's super, super dark. which we still use a lot of malts in it, but how we actually manipulate it in the brew house, we actually add sugar to that as well that's unfermentable. We use lactose sugar or milk sugar. That's why some people call it a milk stout. The yeast can't consume that. The really cool part about this is probably peeking way behind the curtain here, is they use identical yeast strains in that. So that's the exact same yeast we use in both of them.
Now, there's a lot more to the science of brewing, hydrometer readings, measurements, all kinds of stuff, but we'll leave the science of beer with Seth providing one of the best descriptions ever of what brewing really is.
Brewing is applied microbiology with a large element of janitorial services.
That pretty much sums it up. Also this week, the Brookings Liquor Store is celebrating 10 years at their Eastside Commons location. Beer guide Drew Eklund says it all starts next Monday.
We're going to celebrate with lots of sales and prices. I'm just going to focus on the beer side of things, but great sales on liquor and wine and some really cool giveaways as well. Starting August 22nd on tap, we will have at least five different end of summer beers, last chance beers. Each one will be going for only 8 cents per ounce. So before tax, that's $2.56 for a 32 ounce pour and $5.12 for a 64 ounce pour.
That's a cool sale.
Yeah, it's really cheap. I'm going to start with the one I'm most excited about, which is Odell's Tree Shaker, an Imperial Peach IPA. The bitterness is toned down a bit for an Imperial IPA, which allows the subtle peach flavor to really shine through. It's a phenomenal beer, I think. The next one is also from Odell. It's called St. Lupulin, another awesome beer. It's an American pale ale. This one drinks like a session beer, but it's 6.5%. It's crisp and flavorful without, you know, overwhelming your palate like an IPA can do at times.
Also on sale on tap next week, New Belgium Heavy Melon and Boulevard Ginger Lemon Radler. And there's some package beer specials, too.
Summit Summer Ale and Shell's Hefeweizen 12-packs, $9.99 each. I think we also have a Woodchuck variety pack for $9.99 for the 12-pack.
Be sure to stop in next week. Check out the anniversary celebration at Brookings Liquor Store. Hey, that's it for this week's show. Next week, the Wing and Brew Fest takes center stage. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.